Culture Club. D. Page 90. Exercise 1.
From slavery to presidency, great people who changed America. For millions of African Americans, the election of Barack Obama in 2008 was an achievement beyond their wildest dreams. For the first time in history, a Black American was President of the United States. For Black Americans, the long road to freedom started in 1863 with the Proclamation of Emancipation by President Abraham Lincoln. The Proclamation of Emancipation gave Black slaves their freedom, but it didn't give them the same rights as white people. It took over 100 years for Black Americans to achieve equality. Read about the Little Rock Nine and Martin Luther King, heroes of the civil rights movement in the 1950s and 60s. In 1957, segregation in schools was still common in many southern states of the U.S. In Little Rock, Arkansas, 9 Black students were determined to change this and attend the Central High School, which was for whites only. On the first day of school, the governor of Arkansas sent the state soldiers to stop the Black students from entering the school. President Eisenhower had to send federal soldiers to protect the students. It took a lot of courage to continue attending school because every morning, angry crowds of whites insulted the students and they even made death threats. But the Little Rock Nine didn't give up, and several graduated from Central High. Their example gave other students the courage to fight for equality. 9 courageous African-American teenagers challenged segregation in the South and won. Americans celebrate Martin Luther King Day each year in January. Dr. Martin Luther King was a church minister who was the leader of the civil rights movement in the 1950s and 60s. He was born on January 15, 1929, in Atlanta. After graduating, King became a church minister in Alabama. Dr. King helped organize the Montgomery bus boycott, which another famous Black American named Rosa Parks started. He was sent to jail for his participation. On August 28, 1963, King made a speech which became very famous. It is called the "I Have a Dream" speech. His actions resulted in the Civil Rights Act of 1964, which made all forms of discrimination and segregation illegal. Dr. King won the Nobel Peace Prize in 1964. He was assassinated on April 4, 1968. In the U.S., August 28th, which is the anniversary of Dr. King's speech, is called Dream Day.